This weekend, an automotive freak parade stretched from the streets of Detroit to the backwoods up north. Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott rode along in the backseat of a 1998 Jeep for some off-roading, a little recklessness, and a lot of fun.
It's the second year for the Gambler 500 in Detroit, and piece-of-junk cars lined up bumper to bumper for like half a mile. There's an old Buick painted up like NASCAR legend Jeff Gordon's famous number 24 car.
This is the Def Gordon. It's a modified Buick Century, and we have never owned a convertible before, so we figured we'd turn it into one.
How'd you guys cut the roof out?
Sawzall.
There's a guy in a blow-up T-Rex costume standing outside a Jeep spray-painted to look like a car from Jurassic Park. Yellow and green and red with stenciled logos, plus a loudspeaker and a light bar. Three young guys living in Detroit bought the Jeep for $460. Teams are supposed to spend less than $500. They call it the Jeep because one of the E's is missing from the hood. And it's their first time at the Gambler 500.
We just stumbled upon it on the internet like 2 months ago, and then we decided we would make the irresponsible decision of joining.
Vincent Marcella and his friends, Mike and Max, take off with the rest of the Gambler cars, ready to head for the first few Detroit checkpoints on the route. Vince eventually pulls up on dozens of cars lined up at a partially flooded vacant lot. We get to the front of the lot, and these guys are amped. We speed through, and a wave of city mud comes flying over the car.
Oh my God.
Then the Jurassic Jeep slips into a ramen joint for a quick lunch. Mike Lee is co-pilot, and he's anxious to get up north.
Looking forward to seeing how well the Jeep does in the mud, because we've never really taken it off-road yet, so.
Vince, Mike, and Max Sobel, the guy in the T-Rex costume, slurp down their ramen, and a caravan of gamblers takes off north on I-75. 3 hours later, we're surrounded by the hardwood and conifer forest near St. Helen, Michigan. We turn down the first off-road trail to see nothing but blue sky, forests, and lots of sunshine. But nobody knows quite where to go. Not anybody in the Jeep or the car next to it.
I don't know which way is which.
Yeah,
we don't know either.
We're trying to pull up a satellite portion of the map.
Like nothing.
You got nothing?
Yeah.
Well, what's the worst that'll happen, right?
Hey, there's at least two of us. Right?
Exactly, there's at least two of us. Do it, dude.
It's a long afternoon of riding trails through the mud and sand and watching more than a few people get stuck. Plenty of gamblers end up broken down. The organizer for the Gambler 500 says more than 800 cars came. Overnight, a lot of them camp out in the state forest. Mike, Vince, and Max have a few beers and end up sleeping overnight in the car. They report 20-degree car sleep isn't that great. But the next morning at breakfast, these guys want to hit the trails again.
I would say there's been less on-trail time than I expected there to be, but it's still been a blast. Like, I've had a lot of good fun. You can take a car that you don't care at all about, but there are just tons of other people here in the exact same place doing the exact same thing with the exact same level of car, and so it kind of takes a lot of that risk out. There's that safety net, and you can really have fun. There's that community.
They take off ripping through the countryside again after breakfast, and deep in the woods, Vince finds the steepest part of any trail they've seen. There's even some snow still on it, but the Jurassic Jeep has proven trustworthy.
I think Jeff can make it.
I have confidence in Jeff.
It actually ends up taking a couple tries, but this is the crowning moment of this year's Gambler 500 for this team. After two failed attempts,
we're coming up again.
Vince hammers the gas, hits the hill, and sends a bunch of mud and snow flying backwards.
Oh yeah,
got it.
Oh yeah.
But they get it all the way to the top.
Yes! The Jeep!
The whole weekend, the Jeep didn't meet a trail it couldn't beat. There's an awards ceremony at the end of the day. Then everybody heads home. And before they even make it back to Detroit, Vince, Mike, and Max are already planning what the paint job should be for next year's Gambler 500 car. For Michigan Radio, I'm Tyler Scott.